पञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यस्य कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय ते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरक्तिषे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्गोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयम् तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमां। माय हार्टली ओबेसियंसेस in the lotus feet of my spiritual master Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Parshishman Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, and also to my Siksha Guru Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Parshishman Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. You know that Swami Maharaj was disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, and also my Gurudev Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj was senior most disciple of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. My Guru Maharaj, from beginning of his age 16, from beginning at the age of 16, and from 1960, he was serving Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. And he was serving in so many ways. He gave his life for Srila Prabhupada. Some of this, you know. Till Srila Prabhupada was in this world, my Gurudev was always with him, serving him personally. And that is why Srila Abhay Charan Babu, you know, who was Abhay Charan Babu? He took sannyas only from my Gurudev. They were both bosom friends. He had told so many places. So, by the mercy of both this high class of acharyas, I came to western countries and going to eastern countries only to help something to the devotees. No other alternative, any gain, money or praise or nothing. I think that we are all in one family. We are only in family of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But ignorant son and grandson may think that we are not in this family because we have left this family. We are Gaudiya in Mahaprabhu's family. Not only this, we are all eternal servant of Krishna, whether anyone accepting this thing or not. Where they are devotees are not. They are demons, maybe. But they are eternal servant of Krishna. So high class of devotees, they think that whole world, all humans, all beings, living entities, are eternal servant of Krishna. So all we are related. We cannot be separated. But we think like this. Even those who are devotees. Oh, he is not in our group, he is not. So don't think like this. Especially those who are in the line of Narada Rishi. Disciple of Narada Rishi was Prahlad Maharaj, you know. Also, the father of Sukadev Goswami, Vyasadeva, was disciple of Narada. You know, the compiler of Ramayana, Valmiki, he was disciple of
Narada.
So if the disciples of Valmiki, Valmiki, are chanting, remembering, can we say that they are not in our family? Can we? No. Never. It should be very broad-minded, always. You cannot also ignore Dhruva, because he was also disciple of Narada. But though we will pay respect, but not like Prahlad Maharaj. We can pay respect to Dhruva, but not like Prahlad. We can pay so much respect to Prahlad Maharaj, but not like Hanuman, though he was in that line. Prahlad Maharaj, Hanuman should be given more respect. And Pandavas, they were initiated by whom? Can anyone? Pandavas? Where? To whom?
Guru.
But I think Narada accepted them superior than him, you know. He took all the paraphernalia from Yudhishthira Maharaj and he began to worship Arjuna, Draupadi and all others. Very strange thing. So they are more superior than Hanuman. And Uddhava is more superior than Hanuman. Pandavas. And gopis are so much superior than even Uddhava. Though they are lady devotees, no harm. Uddhava pays so much respect to all the gopis. He wanted to become, to touch the dust of gopis on his head. That is why he wanted to be a cross. No question of this, that group, and no distinction whether he is male devotee, lady devotee. those who are high class of devotees, their devotion is so high class, they are more superior. Only this is it. Devotion should be high, and your respect should be also like high. No, nothing, whether he is of this group and of this group and this group. We are all same. So first, this we should think, that we are all in one family, devotee family, Gaur family. Swamiji never preached against this, that we are this, only this. But some of their disciples, they took this in their mind. Because of their not being qualified so much. But actually we are. We try to know what is devotion, love, pure bhakti, and try to achieve. From anywhere we can take it. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kuto api jadi labhyate tatra laulyam api mulyamai kalam koti janma sukhe. Kuto api, what is the meaning of kuto api?
Anywhere, from anywhere.
Hmm?
Any place, from anywhere.
You should explain this slok.
Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati. Krishna bhakti rasa, when the mind is fully absorbed in the rasa of Krishna bhakti, this is how Krishna consciousness phrase has come.
From where rasa begins? Sneha, maan, pranay, raag, anurag, something completed in mahabhava. More, purnatar, adhirur, purnatam, madan. These are rushes. In this ocean of rush, Krishna may be. What, drown. And becomes a rasa swarup himself. Then there is no difference between Krishna and that rush. So Krishna is also called rasa swarup. So bhakti is a rush. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give this bhakti rush. Those who can give this, then go on. Krishna bhakti rasa mati.
Bhavita mati kriyatam yadi kutopi labhyate. If you know any place that it is available, kutopi means anywhere. If I know it is available.
It may be that he is not our guru,
God brother.
It should be in that group. Only in ISKCON, in my disciples, anywhere, if it is.
Kriyatam yadi kutopi labhyate. If it is being sold any place, then immediately you should go.
If it is found to Haridas Thakur, he was Muslim, we should go or not there. And he was not initiated by any high class of devotees, I mean no. Then we should go to him or not.
If it is being sold, one will ask, what is the price? Tatra laulyam api mulyam ekalam. Mulyam ekalam means it is the only price, not more, not less. What is that price? Laulyam. Laulyam, Gurudev has explained that if something may be very far away, I want it anyway.
If she may be queen of America or England, and I am ugly, my teeth are like this, like Ashtabhakra, very crooked and very black, and I am so much poor, I am a straight figure, but I want to marry the daughter of President of America. I want whether it is available. What harm to do
desire?
So this desire is actually great, but it should be very strong. Then we should try to collect. So this is our aim and object. At that time, if we are making party bhaji means
politics,
that this is, oh, this person is sect, not of our party. How we can go there? We should take only association of Prabhupada disciple, actually, and his life, not others. Whether he is liberated or anything, then we'll go to hell. All are in one life. Swamiji, everything, everyone in this life. We are in line of Krishna. So Krishna bhakti rasabhavita mati kriyatam kutopi jadi labdhate. Kriyatam man?
It is being sold. And how you will purchase.
And what is that coin?
Coin.
To purchase.
Gold, greed.
Only this. So try to have. First try to have a greed like this. What is that thing? Oh, Krishna bhakti or rasa. This is the thing. And what is that? Especially? Oh, vatsalya rasa. Friend rasa. And especially? Madhurya rasa. In Madhurya rasa, there are so many sections. Not of Dwarka, not of Ayodhya, only of Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, there are so many. 4 sections. Paksha, Vipaksha, Tatastha, Suhid. Only Swapaksha. In Swapaksha, there are 2 kinds. What 2 kinds?
Sambhogichchamai
and
Tattadbhavichchamai.
What is Sambhogmai? Like Lalita Abhishakha. They are each of all the gopis, Asta Sakhi and there, all are special naika, swatantra,
independent,
all naika. They can serve Krishna and Radha conjugal in that way. But the conditioned soul or any soul, they have not that quality. They should follow Rupa Goswami, Rati Goswami, Rati Manjari, Rupa Manjari and all others. That is tat-tat bhava icchami. To serve conjugal or especially to Radhika in the guidance of, in the qualities having like Rupa Rukhna or this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the object or of life. First you should know what is our object of sadhan, bhajan or of life. What is this? This. The in world, the world is what? Like that but not true.
Reflection.
What? Perverted. Perverted reflection. So here Krishna has met some beautiful ladies, beautiful males, father, mother, son, daughter, so many relations. Only for that first in this school you should know all these things and try to take all these things for Krishna. Father, son like Krishna, friend like Krishna, beloved like Krishna. So this is like a school, and we should try to make Krishna like our beloved. This is the main object of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to, descended to give this thing. So if any mati, any devotee is strong, we can give our head also for this. Anything. All kinds of sacrifices. You can see the translation of this sloka in Bhagavatam of your Gurudev. He also will translate that. It is of Sarup Damodar.
So this is the definition of international society.
This is the end object. Chaitanya Charitamrita. He cannot write anything because even in life. So if you are following this sloka, it means you are following your Gurudev. Have you Raramananda Sambhad? Varnasam Dharma Acharata, after that. Jnani Prayas Mudaparsya Namantaya, after this is sloka.
Your devotional service in Krishna consciousness cannot be had even by pious activity and hundreds and thousands of lives. It can be attained only by paying one price, that is, intense greed to obtain it. If it is available somewhere, one must purchase it without delay.
Now, nowadays it is going on opposite. They don't want to give honor, even what to associate with them. So you should try to give up your false ego and try to associate with that kind of devotee. You know, whoever Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, they are very high class of liberated associates of, but how they fell down? Where they fell down? Actually?
No.
What became? You should tell. Perhaps all, they have idea that they were fell down from Vaikuntha. But what was the really position? You should tell. And how it became. You want to come?
Explain in the Srimad Bhagavatam that the four Kumaras, they had a desire that they wanted to go to Vaikuntha. So they were approaching.
Why they wanted to go to?
So the question may be asked.
Where they used to live?
Tapalok.
So the four Kumaras, they were residing in Tapalok. So the question may be asked, how is it that the four Kumaras, they developed this desire that they wanted to go to Vaikuntha? So Maharaj has explained previously that this desire, it was imparted into their hearts by through the prayers of Lord Brahma. That Lord Brahma, their father, that he saw that his sons, they were taking to the path of impersonalism, and he was praying to them, he was praying to the Lord that they be inspired to take to the path of bhakti. So, being Lord Brahma praying in this way, the four Kumaras, they were inspired by the Lord from within that they should go to Vaikuntha.
Oh, the fragrance came from the lotus feet of Narayan when some tulsi with chandan was offered in the lotus feet of Narayan. And quickly, very powerful, that smell, that fragrance came anyhow in the nose of four. And they followed that and went back.
So, by arrangement of the Lord, the four Kumaras, they got a whiff of the fragrance of tulsi leaves and chandan, which came from the feet of Lord Vishnu. And smelling this, the four Kumaras, spontaneously they became attracted to follow this and go to Vaikuntha. So, as they got to the gates of Vaikuntha, then...
Oh, your source says, otherwise...
Slipness will come,
and you cannot hear.
As they got to the gates of Vaikuntha, then two gatekeepers, Jaya and Vijaya, immediately they stopped them. And they asked, where are you going? So the four Kumaras, they...
What is the meaning of Dwarpal?
God's resort.
What is the meaning?
Guardian of the doorway. Dwarpal.
Pal means to protect.
Is there needed any Dwarpal in Golok or Vrindavan, Ayodhya and Vaikunth or not? Like here, only to guard with guns and so many things. Why God? Their God is not for this. Only to fulfill the desire of their Prabhu. Only. All this guarding, looking, very cautious. Cautious is okay?
Careful.
That what my Prabhu wants, only guarding these, that what is the will of my Prabhu? That is their God. Not God for any other nonsense person, because they cannot go there. There is no plane even that it can go to. Even to not heaven, what to tell Golok Vaikunth? Raman could not make a plane. He had a plan to make a plane like this, that, oh, from here. So here, God means always carefully looking what my Prabhu wants. Only this. Always careful, always there. Not like this. Give up all these things, worldly ideas, that what is the meaning of God. A pure devotee can guard his Prabhu, what he wants, when he wants, how he wants, oh, only to God. Go on.
So, Jaya Vijaya, they stopped the four Kumaras from entering, and they did not, somehow, being influenced by Yoga Maya, they did not think, how is it that these four young boys, that they were able to come so far, that they were at the gates of Vaikuntha. And also influenced by Yogamaya, then the four Kumaras, they immediately became very angry, being stopped by Jaya and Vijaya. And then they cursed these two gatekeepers. They cursed them that they would have to descend down into the material world, take birth three times in the bodies of demons before they could go back to Vaikuntha. So, as this was going on, the four Kumaras, becoming very angry,
then immediately as they crush the giant Vijay, then they realize what they've done. And they're wondering how is it that they had become influenced by this some type of anger which was there. Not actually anger, but like a semblance of anger by which they cursed Giant Vijay. And Giant Vijay themselves also, being put in this situation, then at this time, then Lord Vishnu he came.
Can you correct?
Well, it began when the Lord desired.
What was the real position?
You coming to that.
Achha.
So Giant Vijay, when Lord Vishnu came, then Lord Vishnu he stated that actually all this, he said, this is my fault. So the reason behind is that Lord Vishnu, he was desiring to enjoy Dhirras. Dhirras means the rasa of chivalry. But in Vaikuntha, to engage in this Dhirras, then there was nobody who could engage in Dhirras with him. So only somebody who is on that platform, who is transcendental, who is very, very powerful, could satisfy the Lord's desire for Dhirras. So Jaya Vijaya, then being, as was mentioned earlier, they are actually guardians, and they're looking to see what is the desire
of the
Lord.
What is the meaning of Jaya and Vijaya?
Jaya means one who is always victorious, and Vijaya means in a very, very special way. One who is always victorious.
Who has previously conquered all kinds of desires, worldly, everything. No? He is so liberated that he has defeated his all worldly, all these things. And he is always serving Krishna, Narayan. They are Jaya and Vishesh Rupena Jaya. They can also fulfill the wishes of their Prabhu. They can jay the wishes of their Prabhu. They are jay and vijay. Guru Pad Padme ki jay, Krishna ki jay. What is the meaning? I have been defeated. I want to be defeated by Guru Tattva and to be controlled. So he is a Jaya and Vijaya, always serving Narayan and glorious. So Jaya Vijaya.
So Jaya Vijaya, understanding the desire of Lord Narayan, that he wanted to engage in Vidyaras, the wrath of chivalry, then they
knew that if we are going to wrestle with Narayan, then it will be like some
play.
Imagination.
Like a play.
Like a play.
We cannot. So we should be in rivalry to him. And we want to go come to this world, and Prabhu should come to this world. And there we will wrestle so in such a way that he will always remember Birras. What is Birras? They wanted to come to this world, but it was very absurd. How they can come? So they were praying to Lord that you should be merciful, that you should make us like that. So at once Narayan knew, they want to serve me. So quickly he arranged by Jogmaya. He sent Jogmaya, and Jogmaya worked to both in Sanat Kumar also and in the mind of
Jai Vijay.
So they become angry, and they also become angry, both. Anger cannot go in Vaikuntha. But they saw that, why naked persons taking dust on their bodies and they are entering? So he became some angry. And also they became angry. Oh, he is stopping me. Stopping us not to go there. See also. They become. But it is true that any anger, worldly thing, desire cannot go there. But it came how? Like Putana came to Braja. Putana or any demon cannot go to Braja. Never they can go. But they can go only by the help of if Yogmaya brings them. To renew the love and affection of Yogmaya. So here. So there was no fault of Sanakshanandan and there was no fault of only to fulfill the desire of Tarayan, Yogmaya did. And they both become angry. And he cursed him. Really, Jai Vijay wanted to serve their Lord. That is why, by Yogmaya, they came, descended to this world. But now when they descended to this world, oh, they were controlled by Yogmaya. They forgot that I was Jai Vijay, totally. And also, here, Nrisimhadev, also by Yogmaya, he forget that, or what name? Hiranyaksha and Varahadev. And with Varahadev
and Hiranyaksha
and fighting. For how many? How many years?
50,000
years only fighting. And then Vishnu was, and Narayan was thinking that, oh, and I cannot defeat. But anyhow, he defeated. Then he remembered, even today he remembers that how they are so powerful. So only for this reason. And also Nrisimhadev came to. So all they were not demons, but they were jadis, only to fulfill the desire of their soul. Why in Srimad Bhagavatam this pastime is given?
Partly to glorify Prahlad Maharaj, who is protected by Lord Nishimadev.
How? In what canto, how?
In the seventh canto, it's explained...
How it was begun.
How it began? Prahlad Maharaj was in the womb of his mother.
More beginning.
Hiranyakashipu went to do austerity in Mandalachara mountain.
Why?
He wanted to become immortal. He wanted to defeat everyone in the universe. Yeah,
because Hiranyakashipu was murdered.
Oh, because Hiranyaksha was killed by his brother. His brother Hiranyaksha was killed by Lord Varaha. And so he wanted to kill Vishnu, who killed his brother. So he did austerity.
First it began from Shishupal's pastime. Shishupal was killed by Krishna. By his Sudarshan Chakra. No? His soul came out of from his body. And that soul entered in the feet of Krishna. All were praising. How wonderful this. That he has liberation. Krishna gave him liberation. Though he was insulting Krishna with 100 words, 100 times. And Krishna could not send him to hell or anything. And he gave so high chance of liberation. It is very rare. So Jodeshi Maharaj is question, has a question to
Narada.
How it became? How is it? That he should be sent to hell for lakhs and lakhs births, and his distance should be like leprosy. It should be. But how he had that high class of liberation? What was the reason? Then what he told Narada Rishi, you remember?
Then Narada explained this pastime of Jaya Vijay.
No. Before this.
Seven ways.
Well, what he gave answer is the question. How he was liberated, Shishupal. How he was liberated? He was abusing Krishna. For beginning of his birth, and yet he received so high class of liberation. How? Bhavat Pandit, Pandit, Nima, kya? Naveen Pandit. बोल सकता है
शिवराज भगवान निरपेक्ष हैं, किसी का पक्ष नहीं देते हैं इस सिद्धांत का.
Because Krishna was his natural enemy.
No, you should tell.
From the
Madhav can tell why. Why not study? Who stopped? Who told that you should not study all these things? Anyone told?
Linda explained in Brazil a couple of months ago that, or 1 month ago, that if Krishna is not one's natural enemy, but we make Krishna our enemy, that's very bad. But if Krishna himself makes someone his enemy.
You have Bhagavatam here? Seventh canto. He told that anyone, bhaya, krodha, dveshat, bhayat, snehat, sambandhat, anyhow, he is connected with Krishna, he has given. Even by fear, even by dvesh, anyways, even by lust, even by bhakti. Anyhow, if he is related to Krishna, oh, he has high class of reward, or he will not go to hell.
Yes.
Dvesha.
Text number 30. Kama dvesha bhayat sneha yathad bhakteshwarena manaha aveshathad agamhitva bahavatthad gatim gataha. Many persons have attained liberation simply by thinking of Krishna with great attention and giving up sinful activities. This great attention may be due to lusty desire, inimical feeling.
If lusty desire to Krishna, that I want to test Krishna, no other.
Like
Kubja or anyone.
Inimical feeling, fear, affection or devotional service.
Fear like comes, always fearing. When Krishna will come and kill me, he will come. So I should kill him. Always, day and night. From the day, the sky
voice
can. Then?
And he says, I shall now explain how one receives Krishna's mercy simply by concentrating one's mind on him.
By any of six. By bhaya, dvesh, by lust, by anger, by bhakti, by sambandha, by relation, or by one thing,
sneha.
Pandavas like sneha. Kans always fear. Dresh chadyadyo nipa. After this is slow.
Gopya?
Gopya
kama bayat kamso dresha chadyadyo nipa. Sambandad vishnaya snehat yuyam bhaktya vayam vivo. My dear King Yudhisthira, the gopis by their lusty desires, Kamsa by his fear, Shishupal and other kings by envy, the Yadus by their familial relationship with Krishna, you Pandavas by your great affection for Krishna, and we, the general devotees, by our devotional service, have obtained the mercy of Krishna.
But dvesha has a special what? Power. Oh, very soon. He will be engaged in Krishna.
Absorbed
in Krishna. Like Kamsa. Like Shishupal. Like all of that. It will take time, so much time in bhakti. Also, by lust, and he can be so much attached by like gopis.